This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly review for you of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the experienced mind and voices of broadcasters who have discussed issues, these issues and other issues over the course of the week, months, years. Some of these feel like retreads each week. Look at some of these things and wonder, yeah. Okay, what's new under the sun? Victoria Keelan is here. You know what I just thought? Rich McFadden is here as well.
What?
Richie and Victoria. I was just thinking of Victoria Jones, who would make a great guest from our perspective. And she and Victoria Keelan get along great.
I think she is a friend of ours who is a Brit and a yeah. White House a reporter.
Used to be, she was a good talk radio host in Boston, New York, Washington, and then decided she wanted to pursue the other side of the street. But I think now, it's funny, I was about to say Victoria Jones when I said Victoria Keelan. So, Victoria?
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. All right, so we are here without the evil one, Joe Crummy, to work our way through. I think what is, he had to take a bath today, something like that.
Oh, boy.
His bath day.
Taking a bath. And so we have the list of the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, which you can find and view at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. The research done by the folks on the staff there, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations all over the country. That's how they come up with the consensus of the list of stories and people. So I'll go through them, and we'll sort of take them apart as we go through. Number 10, the usual focus on sports. This past week, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and I have to admit, I don't know who won, because I saw
the American League did.
American League won?
Yep.
Good. When I was a kid, American League always lost. National League always won. But it seemed to have evened out the last decade or so. Has
parody.
It? American League winning
Everybody
more?
Everybody wants parity in sports.
Yes, that's true, Rich. We have to play fair and square, and so an equal amount of money needs to be spent for players on both sides. I actually didn't even think there was much to it because all the teams play against each other. There's inter-league rivalry, right? The American League plays against National League teams
they
all the
do.
Time.
Yeah, they have a series each year. Or actually, I think it's two series where they play. So, like, for example, the Washington Nationals will play the Baltimore Orioles twice a year.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right, so anyway, were there any surprises? All I thought, I watched it for a little while. And my observation was they needed a haircut and a shave.
They do look very scruffy.
The Pro Bowl, the All-Star game, the hockey, it's just so boring. I mean, it means nothing anymore.
Do you know what it means to me?
Nobody wants to get hurt. It doesn't mean anything to the players. It's just fun. For them, it's fun. It's a good time. Cool. Hey, it's celebration. The Home Run Derby is pretty cool.
That's fun. Yeah, I do like watching that.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are crushing balls 500 feet. It's crazy.
That's the only, like the NBA All-Star stuff, the only stuff that I like watching are the three-point shooters and stuff like that.
In the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right.
Well, but you see under the circumstances what some of these people are capable of doing. And what it is for me, though, is the halfway mark in the growing season, the halfway mark in the baseball season, the halfway mark in the year. And that's how I look at when they have the, we're in the halfway or the midpoint of the year.
Pretty much.
Nothing to do with sports. It just is. But now that I think about it, it seems to me that within 2 to 3 weeks of the All-Star game, don't the camps for football players open up by the end of July? Aren't most of the players
They've already had some.
Practicing?
Yeah. They had some a few weeks ago.
Right. Okay. All right, so anyway, that's number 10 on the list of items from the folks at Talkers. Number 9, Shia LaBeouf. I never pronounce this guy's name.
Shia LaBeouf.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead and hack it up as bad as you
want. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So he gets arrested for being, he should be arrested every day for being a jerk. But
he often does get arrested for being a jerk.
Yeah.
Remember about a year ago, he was cleared out of one of the Broadway theaters because in the middle of the performance, he was making all kinds of comments and stuff. And then they had to chase him out of the theater and he was arrested outside for being drunk and disorderly.
Just another child star gone bad.
He is just a hot mess.
Well, so how is it that guys like that keep getting jobs if they're so difficult to deal with?
He
says, I don't need to drink. My problem is when I drink, I get into trouble. I don't need to drink. My problem is I get into trouble when I do drink. Mm. He says, I am not an alcoholic. Because he doesn't have an uncontrollable urge to drink. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
But we're giving him the cover. Look at this. It was the ninth most discussed item this week. He said when he starts drinking, he can't stop. That's what his lawyer said, anyway.
Isn't that the definition of an alcoholic?
I would have thought, yeah. He says, his lawyer says that he's resolved not to have another drink while he finishes shooting this movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon. He's been incredibly professional, his lawyer says, reliable and sober. Huh? What the hell? That's what he gets paid
right.
But didn't he get arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct?
Yeah, and then he made a bunch of racist comments, and it was bad.
Yeah.
But part of the reason, I don't know what the peanut butter movie is or whatever, I don't know. But part of the reason that he's in the headlines right now is because he's playing John McEnroe in the much-anticipated Bjorn Borg McEnroe movie.
Right.
So,
really?
Yeah, and he looks like him. I've seen the trailer
for it. Sounds like him with his racist remarks, because McEnroe was full of that
stuff. Sure. But, it's weird that he was cast in that, but if it ends up being good, then we're going to see more of him, I guess.
I would actually be interested in seeing that movie.
I definitely want to see it. I mean, it's such a famous moment in sports history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, he promises he's not going to drink anymore until they finish the shoot. And then once the movie is wrapped...
Whatever, he's still white trash.
Yeah, he is.
He is. All right, so look at how much time we've wasted on him here.
Right.
13 and change past the hour. Yeah. Well, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, as the review continues of the top 10 stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's a top story. Here's a top focus. Here's the top way for you to hire new employees. If you're the boss of a small company, if you are the assistant boss at a medium-sized company, if you are the head of hiring at a big company, HR people, listen up. ZipRecruiter.com will post whatever job opportunities you have in your company to hundreds of job sites with one click from you. That's all. You put the description, then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV when you have everything ready. You'll be able to use ZipRecruiter free, by the way, using that moniker, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use that, try it, like it, and then you'll just keep using it. But this is a way for you to understand without it costing you anything how fast this is, how easy it is, how really functionally it's gratifying when you put all this work into posting a job and then bingo, right away, people are responding, looking to see if they can fill your needs. Go through all the qualified job candidates. Get immediate results. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it now. Find the right person. Won't cost you anything. Yep, it's free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 17 past the hour. Talk Radio Review, your beneficial exposure to how we think about some of the issues of the week. Someone covered on some of my programs that these folks are associated with, and some are not. I, for example, number 8, the crash of that plane, the military plane. What do you say about that?
I know.
I don't know how anybody drills down deep enough in that to, you know, oh, there was a problem with the plane, the pilot error, whatever it is. So what do you
do? It's horribly sad. Is it 16 people died?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's like, what else do you say about that? It's horrible.
What's the next deal? All right. Let's go to the, so I ask myself and I answer. Mm-hmm. The next deal, the Jane Sanders land deal. Now, I
do not know what this is, so I can't wait to find out.
I'm in complete, I'm the slightest idea.
Rich?
Who Jane Sanders is?
It's up to you.
And what the
Googling has the FBI investigation of Jane Sanders deal.
Who is she? Yeah, right, here we are.
Exactly.
Faces a federal probe.
Oh.
Burlington College bank loan.
Oh.
Wife.
Bernie Sanders' wife.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The college that she ran got shut down, right? It ran out of money, what, like a year ago or so?
Yeah, did she get arrested? She didn't get arrested.
Well, they're investigating it over the bank loans, I guess, Burlington College bank loans.
But this is a story that's been floating around, and it was, I think I teed that up. That's why I'm looking at this and thinking, what the hell's new here? There's nothing new. This is something that's been floating around for a month. That's why I was confused when I saw this. Remember, was it last week or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about Bernie Sanders driving around a $170,000 Audi, a red Audi.
Yeah, but the pictures
sport.
Weren't real.
The pictures weren't real?
No.
They were photoshopped? That's what Snopes says?
Yes.
Well, you believe Snopes?
Snopes and a dozen
How'd they
other
photoshop
sources?
Him into
I
that car?
Too.
Oh, anything could be done.
Who did that?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, your Reddit has daily Photoshop contests.
Really?
Oh, my God. And if you see the Chris Christie ones
really?
In the beach chair, they are hysterical.
Oh,
the
I
funniest
bet.
One I saw yesterday is they blew the picture up of Chris Christie in the beach chair and had him tied to ropes going down Macy's Parade as a balloon.
As a float?
Oh, boy.
So no, not a float, a balloon.
Last week, he subbed for Mike Francesa on WFAN. Did you hear, you're in New York, Victoria, did you hear any of that? Or Richie, did you hear a review of it? I heard it was pretty good, actually.
I heard he did all right. I heard people were calling in and busting on him a little bit, and he didn't take anything from anybody, gave it right back to him.
Right. Yeah,
which he's good
about
at.
The bridge, and, oh, yeah, he's very seasoned, that kind of stuff.
He's
but what
Jersey.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Somebody to talk about that sort of thing on a sports station? Or do you want to talk
it wouldn't
about
last. Yeah. Well, and see, the thing is, from a New York perspective, New Yorkers wouldn't want to listen to him because he's not a New York sports fan. And WFAN is, it's local sports. And it's a well-documented thing that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan and didn't support the Giants and Jets and would fly to Dallas games. So I don't really know New Yorkers who want to listen to him talk about New York sports.
No, they just want to hear the train wreck.
Yeah, but that's a novelty. So I don't know that that he'll get that spot. Permanent.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change past the hour as the list gets tweaked from Talkers Magazine. The stories, the News Talk Focus, the official News Talk Radio stations, and the discussions that are a part of our conversation. Number 6. Now, just to quickly go back, the All-Star Game in sports, number 10, the arrest of Xi Shai Shu LeBouf, number 9, that was the name of the character that Glenn Campbell played in True Grit, you know that, right? LeBouf was his name. You can all take that trivia to you and we'll charge a thing. Take it to you.
I like him a lot better.
Weekend. Yeah, right. Military, that plane crash, number 8, the land deal, it seems like an oldie but goodie, that Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane, was involved in, number 7. Okay, number 6 is how the North Koreans have been getting away with, and not many people have talked about it this way, but it seems the North Koreans are getting away with violating the sanctions because the Chinese are cooperating, washing some of the money that comes in on trains from China, boats from China, that kind of stuff. They're doing what is considered by the international community illegal trading, and now it's become public. So now what is the Chinese prime minister or president, whatever his name is, that Trump was talking so warmly about, trying to keep the North Koreans in tow? I would think the Chinese would be able to do that easily, and why wouldn't they want to, frankly? That's always been the question.
Because they like having a thorn in our side.
Mm-hmm.
It behooves them.
How's that good for them?
It gives them a little bit more control to have us focused on something else and having us having to deal with something else. I think they like it.
Really?
Well, don't they just have to sort of play nice because they've got a wackadoo, you know, running North Korea who could just wake up one day and decide he doesn't want to do anything with China anymore. But China needs North Korea, right, for whatever iPhone parts or whatever they make.
China makes a little bit of money off of North Korea, selling them all of their arms stuff and, mm-hmm. And other goods. So, yes, absolutely.
Aren't there mines in North Korea that give China something? I thought there, it went the other way as well. There's something that they need from North Korea. I think, Richie, you told me this. Now that I'm remembering.
Coming up short.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that. We'll have to look into it.
All right. It just seems to me we have these sanctions against other countries, and wondering now, seeing how the Chinese and the North Koreans are getting around it. Do the Russians get around their sanctions? The Cubans, do they get around their sanctions? Do the Iranians get around their sanctions? Or are they really hurt by this? Is just so much huff and puff making us feel good? Well, I'm going to impose sanctions against those guys. And they all figure out ways around it.
I thought it was interesting that when Trump met with Putin, one of the sanctions that the Russians wanted overturned, was their use of the two properties in New York and, where was it, in Pennsylvania. They had these two retreats that they used for high-level meetings, and they want them back.
The Russians want to come to America to have
them. Well, they want to be able to have their meetings somewhere, and so I'm curious as to why that's so important to them.
Yeah, well, I think that Russia knows a heck of a lot more about our stuff technologically, and I think they've hacked us a lot more than the American people even think.
Agreed.
Or even are aware of.
Yeah.
So that would be dangerous. Did they lose those two properties when Obama slapped the sanctions on them and kicked the Russians out?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would be a big mistake to give them back some retreat property, really. You've got all of Russia. Figure out another place to go to the seaside or wherever you want to go.
Wasn't there a cordial, the president had his meeting this week in France. That's one of the stories in the top 10.
Him and Macron are best buddies now.
Yeah. And so, but didn't it seem like when Trump leaned over and said to Putin, okay, did you do it or not? There was a breaking of the ice there, and is there really some? Is some of this stuff for show? I believe that much of, not a little of it, some of it, most of it.
Isn't all of it theater?
It's all theater. It's all political theater.
You're being played, right. People.
Yep. You're getting it. They're all buddies. They're all sharing. 28 past the hour.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bed.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing our overview, weekly overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the overview of the most discussed stories, the people who are on the list. We're going through, as we normally do, number 10, number 1. Rich McFadden, good broadcaster. Victoria Keevan, good broadcaster. Doug Steffen, good broadcaster. All of us have ideas. All of us have opinions. After all, that's what these conversations are all about. So number 5 on the list is the startling announcement that Joe Scarborough no longer wants to be a Republican.
Wow.
And I say, who cares? Why should we give a damn?
Shocked.
Yes. Yes. His wife. I listened to one guy say, his wife has finally corrupted him to the extreme.
Oh,
his wife, she's not his wife yet. I guess they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Mika Brzezinski, who's his partner on the air, is a liberal Democrat. And her father was the former national security advisor to Jimmy Carter. And therefore, she has black stripes. As she's a lib. Nothing worse than a liberal woman, right, Victoria?
You're so sweet. You say so many nice things about me.
None of that's turned to you. Doug always used to date libs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big time.
I love when Richie gives the dirt. I love it.
And he would kind of sway a little bit, but then his libertarian streak would just bring him right back.
Well, Doug does sway anyway.
Yeah, he moves with the wind.
Yeah. You do sway with, with other people's opinions. That's
all
for sure.
Well, I do. And this is, we're all influenced by the people we care about. So Joe has been influenced by Mika. So be it. What has it done for his career? Big fight with Sean Hannity all the time. They're in the headlines. Good for the... It's all PR. It's all baloney. It's all a show. It's all theater. It's all bunk. So who
cares? There's a social media thing going around this week that apparently there's... Somewhere, I don't know, that the men are deciding that they aren't going to be paid more than the women in their job, and they're going to take a pay cut so that they make the same thing.
Where's
until
this?
The women get a raise to be able to make the same thing as the men. So now they're challenging Joe Scarborough, who makes $4 million, to take a pay cut to be at the same place where Mika is, and she makes $2 million.
Really?
And so they're calling him out on it.
Huh.
Well, I'm pretty sure Jerry's going to...
community property anyway.
Yeah.
If it's New York and
her money is my money and my money is her money, so it all works out in the end.
Right.
No.
I thought those guys, they're actually on the low end of the pay scale when it comes to cable news.
Yeah, I'm shocked it's only $2 million for Mika. Wow.
Yeah. That's not...
That's what I saw. I mean, I verified that.
Yeah, those people on the cable channels are not on par with the networks, unless you're Hannity. Megyn Kelly, I think, what did she go from 15 on Fox to 21 at NBC or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something.
How's it working out for NBC?
Yeah,
right? Is her show even on? I feel bad asking that.
60
but...
minutes. What a waste of time. She's a waste of time. The show's a waste of time. It's more baloney. What I do find interesting, I did see this the other day, how Sean... And his counterpart is on the same time. I don't remember. I thought Rachel Maddow was on earlier. But apparently they're both on the same time. And they're duking it out. Their ratings are about the same. Which is a really good testament to both of them. Because they both do a good show. They both are, I find her to be very appealing in a sort of intellectual way. I think she's very smart. And she, I haven't watched it lately. She used to be okay. She didn't wear it on her sleeve. A lot of people, like there was a woman that was on MSNBC, and I've seen these same sorts on Fox, like that little twerp that wears the tie. What's his name?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson?
Tucker Carlson.
The bow tie?
What an obnoxious pain in the neck.
Tucker.
He's always
worse.
But it it feels with him and that other lady that was on who got fired on MSNBC, that they want you to believe that they are the most intellectual so-and-sos on the planet. And no one can challenge their reasoning. That's how they come across, anyway. And it just is, it's so affected and phony. Whereas with Sean and Rachel, they come across as real people. Kind of like the, maybe it's Sean's, Rachel started on the radio as well, on the old, what was that liberal radio network? What the heck was the name of
Talk America?
Air America. No.
Air America.
Air America, right. She started on Air America. Well, she started on a little station, I don't remember where, but then she was on Air America and then got the gig on MSNBC. And she, I think, has presented herself. She's done well at Opportunity, and she's done well at presenting their side of the story, as Sean does well.
Come on now.
On his side of the story.
The reality is, you've got Trump. And everybody wants to scream on one side or the other about Trump. Mm-hmm. And the MSNBCs of the world should be kissing Trump's little butt, big butt, because he is gold for them. And that's why she's got the ratings she has.
And reverse of that, I mean, 8 years of them, you know, blaming Obama for every single thing that happened in the world.
Yeah, that's been going on for,
since
the 80s.
So
talk radio started.
And isn't he really is true. He's responsible.
But, I mean, that roller coaster is flattened out. I mean, the conservative talk radio, when it was huge in the 80s and 90s, is just kind of, it's the spikes that you see, you don't see as much anymore with the Clintons. Had Hillary Clinton become president, would it have spiked? Yeah, but not as much as it did in the 90s. But that's what the liberal side is seeing right now with MSNBC because of Trump, because it's just such an extreme situation.
Right. It'll be interesting when I'm my parents' age to see what we're watching, you know, what my peer group is watching, because I think so right now there's a smaller Golden Girl. I watch Golden Girls now, so but there's such a smaller, the baby boomers are the only ones left watching that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, my parents watch Rachel every night, and so, and my mom flips back and forth between all of them, but they're the only people who do that I know in that age group. So my age group is not even watching TV. We don't even have cable anymore. So it'll be interesting to see how that trend, where that goes.
Traitors.
Well, hey, you know what? The traitor here are the cable companies, because if they didn't keep screwing people over and raising the bill every month, they made their bed hard and they can lie in it.
Model. Awful.
Yeah, but everybody, all the media is changing, and you, when you incorporate your standard traditional media with social media, you bring in that audience, and that's the way you're going to grow it going forward.
Yep. Okay, look at what we're doing here. Podcast of this show.
Exactly.
Available. At Doug Steffen Now. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official list from Talkers of the stories that have made it big, the number 1 through 10. Well, I'll do it. The start is at number 10, then we go to number 1. That's kind of a nice qualifier. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the All-Star Game, that ridiculous fight. That's in the fold at number 10. Number 9, speaking of ridiculous, Shia LaBeouf gets arrested and... just comes across as an ordinary jerk. Number 8, that military plane crash and the aftermath of it. Number 7, much maligned Jane Sanders and some land deal that may or may not have gotten her into hot water. And number 6, the real story behind what the Chinese and North Koreans do to get around sanctions. Joe Scarborough leaving the Republican Party at 5. The iceberg, number 4. Trump goes to France, number 3. The health care plan is 2. And the Russian lawyer meeting, number 1. All right, let's get to number 4, the iceberg. The Antarctic is probably tomorrow. The entire planet is going to sink into the water. We're all done. Finished.
Agreed.
Over.
Yeah. Hey, smoke if you got them.
It's bad for you.
Doug Steffen's weather report. Yeah. We're all underwater tomorrow.
That's the end. They anticipated. I'm going to go to the weather map. What is it? Google has the weather map. Oh, AccuWeather. I'm going to the AccuWeather weather map. And look and see where the showers are coming, where the snow is coming, where the ice is coming. I'll give you that report in a moment, along with a report on the president going to France, the president and the health care plan, the president and a meeting, or the president's son meeting with a Russian lawyer. All those events will be under our scrutiny and yours as well in a moment, 43 past the hour.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping.
thinning. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Now, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, a list of the most influential, most talked about people, according to their research this week on talkers.com. At number 10, Shia LaBeouf. At number 9, Jane Sanders. Number 8, Joe Scarborough. Number 7, Mika Brzezinski. Number 6, Emmanuel Macron. Rand Paul is 5. Mitch McConnell is 4. Ivanka Trump and her husband at number 3. Donald Trump and the Russian lawyer, Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian lawyer, number 2. And as usual, well, pretty much as usual now in the fold and been this way for about a year, Donald Trump leads the people list pretty much every week. You don't see too many other, the old politicians other than Mitch McConnell showing up on this list. A lot of new people. That's good. A new crop of folks to focus on. That's our review of The People, courtesy of the work being done at Talkers Magazine. Talkers Big People List this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, back to our overview, the discussions of programs that are both national, regional, and local, with hosts, many of the hosts you know, many of the hosts you listen to. Some of them are not. Some of them are leaders in their own communities, but they are discussing these issues with the local inference or the local taint or the local...
Or as George Carlin used to say, around the world, across the nation, and up your street.
Up your street. All right. Number 3 on the list this week. President goes to France. Looks like a love fest to me. I don't usually watch these press conferences, but I happen to be in a situation where I watch some of Trump and Macron together. Macron, I guess. Is that how you pronounce
Macron.
Macron.
Mm. Macron.
I kind of liked the atmosphere. Maybe I'm just a sucker because I like good stuff. I like
those guys couldn't be more opposite, and yet they seem like they really kind of clicked.
Yeah, they did. Well, do you think that was the case when the president of China was here, or even when this past weekend at the G20, when Trump was with Putin? They seemed friendly enough, didn't they?
All of these guys, from Clinton on up, Bush, and apparently Trump too, they have a way with people.
Yeah.
They know how to make people like them once it's a one-on thing. Even Hillary Clinton, apparently, the same way.
Why do you say it like that?
She doesn't seem as gregarious and outgoing as Bush and Clinton.
That's a sexist remark, you sexist.
No, it has nothing to do with her sex. She just seems like very dry. But
you gonna jump into this, Victoria?
I'm just waiting for him to finish his sentence.
No, but to be the president, you have to have a way with people, and apparently they all do.
Hmm.
Go ahead, Victoria.
No.
Hillary?
I was actually going to say, Doug, you've danced with her, so maybe you could actually give us some insight.
Sometimes I'm referred to as her girlfriend by people who are close to me. When I was around, the times that I'm certainly no expert, I'm not a friend. She'd been on this program a couple of times, and I did have a nice encounter with her during a summer picnic at the White House in 1995, I think it was, or 96. She and I engaged in a conversation about our children, and we danced. There was a rope line where the president and Mrs. Clinton went up and down the line, and she and I chatted. I had the usual. With him, you never really could engage him unless it was something he wanted to talk about. With her, it was I asked her about Chelsea, and I forget what the reference was, but at any rate, she came back to me after the rope line, and we talked a little bit more, and the music started, and we both decided we'd dance. So we went out and danced, and we put our head on each other's head, and it was really kind of, there's a picture that Clinton's stepfather took of us, and he gave it to me, and I'll be damned if I can find it now. Anyway.
Maybe your lady friend hid it?
No.
During the election?
But the bottom line is she connected with you.
Yeah.
You've always had that little bit of connection with her, whether you agree with her
or
like
a connector
her as a politician
anyway,
or not.
She connected
with you, and that's the key, is
right.
that people know how to connect.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you, Rich. I think everyone who has connected with her on a personal level or on a one-on-one level likes her in terms of, you know,
right.
like Doug had a similar story. I agree with you in the sense that she doesn't seem as gregarious or, you know,
fuzzy type.
She doesn't seem as sort of like George Bush, George W. definitely seemed like a very affable person.
Right.
And I know what you mean. Hillary's more of a serious type.
I think
than
Obama
that.
came across that way, being a likable guy.
Obama, right. He did.
Sucky president, and so is George Bush. Horrible president. But
you'd like to have a beer with each and every one of them, wouldn't you?
You've heard people say this before. The best presidents are the most horrible people. Nixon. There are many things he did that were very important, significant to the history of our country. But as a human being,
And meanwhile, on the flip side of that, you know, Jimmy Carter gets a lot of flack for being a bad president. But, you know, here he is at 92 or 93,
right.
and he just collapsed from
before the hour.
Passing out, doing work. Yeah.
Yeah, he just collapsed from heat exhaustion.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to the top five stories as the charts for this week, the week of July 10th to the 14th, regarding big technology stories are in front of us. The opportunity Victoria Keelan has to go through and review for you some of the things that you may not have heard about or read about so far this week. Starting at number five, going to number one. Number five is a focus on Instagram. What do we have, Victoria?
Well, the beginning of the week was kind of tough for some Instagram users. They logged on either through the app or through the website, and their account was gone. And, of course, it caused a lot of panic amongst users. And it turns out it was a bug. Instagram has not said it was a hack, but it feels like it could have been a hack. There's some fishy stuff going on with it. But Instagram says that after trying to figure out why people's accounts had just disappeared, they did fix the bug. And I think it was about a day later. It was still a little wonky. Some of the timeline was off. Things that were from weeks ago were popping up in people's news feeds. So there was a lot of mass confusion. The worst part of it was people were very afraid that all of their pictures had been deleted as well. So it turns out the accounts weren't deleted. They were just hidden during this bug, and they did fix everything. It did have some residual effects for the week, but I think Instagram had a little bit of a scare. So I think we can expect to see some new updates in security with Instagram.
All right. Next up, all the stories every week seem to focus on the same group of suspects. there's a couple of dozen, and they always seem to be floating around in positions of importance. Thus, the next story with a focus on Snapchat.
Well, we actually haven't talked about Snapchat in a really long time, but Snapchat has, once they had their big IPO, which turned out to be a huge disappointment, and the stock dropped even further last week when one of the heads of the bank who backed them said, yeah, we may have made a mistake, which is not something that you want to hear or stockholders want to hear. So Snapchat's had a rough time. However, one of the newest updates they have to keep their users tuned in as opposed to going over to places like Instagram and Facebook Live, they have a new backdrop, which is, of course, as Snapchat users know, the good backdrop is the key to a great photo. And so now, instead of trying to find an interesting backdrop outside or on the street or in nature, you can actually just superimpose one of the pre-selected backdrops that Snapchat is now providing. And it's a free update. You don't even need to do anything. It's already included. And so you can choose everything from a geometric pattern or strawberries, a fire emoji, all kinds of different things. And once you've chosen the winning backdrop, all you need to do is, with your finger, you just outline the person, or if it's yourself, it's a selfie, pop it right in, and then it looks like you were in front of this amazing backdrop the whole time. They're also launching something else this week that is really interesting. It might be dangerous for your wallet. Now you can actually shop other people's snaps. And so there's a direct link to a website where you can buy anything that is featured in the snap, whether it's someone's clothing or accessories, or if it's a food product, whatever it is, it's going to make it super easy for people to start directly buying. And this is one up on Instagram, which Instagram does not have a direct link to buy anything. You have to go back to the person's profile, which is very clunky. So I'm sure Instagram, who gets all their ideas from Snapchat, this will probably be the next thing that they'll do. Yeah, they're big rivals now.
All right, rip them off. All right, number three, as we head toward number one, Netflix not only have a lot of nominations for the awards, the Emmy Awards, but what else is going on?
Well, they just launched a pop-up hotel in the UK, and American binge watchers are waiting for it to happen in the US, which I'm sure it will. And it is a binge watcher's heaven. When you check into the Bed and Binge Retreat, you get free food, you get a guest ticket for a person to accompany you, and then you book yourself into one of 15 themed suites. All are named after Netflix shows: Stranger Things, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. In each one, it looks just like the set of the show. If you're in the Orange is the New Black suite, you have bunk beds and even play handcuffs. So they've gone very authentic with this. So they say that they just want people to come in, and they have hands-free docking stations in the bathrooms. They're not plugged in, which is important because that was another story earlier this week. So you can watch all your shows while you're in the bathroom or in the bathtub, and they just want people to keep binging.
All right, number two, we got squeeze in number two and number one, texting and walking the focus here.
Texting and walking, a new study shows you can't do both efficiently. Essentially, that's the moral of the story. Stop texting and walking because you're not walking properly. You're going to endanger yourself and others. And as far as being productive, you're a lot less productive, 67% less.
This is from the Dura department.
Yep.
Uber is number one.
This has been a big story going on for a while. Uber has now launched tipping in the app in 121 cities across North America. So if you notice something now on your next Uber ride, you can tip your driver.
59 past the hour. Thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.